Akashni won't find, and the Gemara Shlo Yimso Halacha Bruro or Mishnah Bruro B'Mokim Echad. That's all it means. There won't be a Mishnah and a Halacha B'Mokim Echad. So Rashi learns Halacha Bruro means B'Tamim Shlo Yehebo Machloikis. There'll never be things that there won't be Machloikis in, like we have now. There'll always be Machloikis in, but not the Pshat Amam has been Nishtakach Torah Mekla Yisrael. There'll be Torah, but just there'll be Nishtakach a little bit. They won't know the Klokite. They'll have some doubts, and therefore there'll be Machloikis in the vow. But about there will always be some type of a psak, what to do. Right. Tanya of Yosef ben Elisha Weimer. In Reisei Dora, Shetzoros, Rabbis, Boris, Olav. If a Dora sees a generation, sees a lot of Tzoros, hardships are coming upon them, he should know Tzei, Ubodik, Bedain Yisrael. Go look at the Dayonim, the leaders of Klai Yisrael. Shakol, Puronius, Shebol, Yelam. Any punishment that comes in the world, Loibu, Elabishul, Dain Yisrael. It only comes because of the Dayonim. I said, the Yom, the one that paskin, the Shilas, paskin the din, they're shuldik. Shinema, the Pasuk says in Micha, Shimon no zois roshe beis Yaakov, o ktsinei beis Yisrael. The ktsinei pasuk means the dayonim. Hamsavim mishpot. They change around the mishpot. They make krum a mishpot. We is called hayeshore yakeshu. Anything that was glat, yosha, straight, they made krum. They made crooked. Boine tsiyam bedomin. They build up tzion with blood. It means they pass in the wrong ways. Yushlayim bi'avlo, and Yushlayim with averus. Rosheho b'sheichit yishpoitu. Rosheh means the heads, the dayonim, they took sheichit. V'koyhaneho b'mechir yoru. And the kohanim paskin api money, you paid the money they paskin. V'neviyeho b'kesev yukoysomu. And the neviyim said the more money they got, they said they're from the buis. V'al Hashem yishonu. And you'll ask them, they're doing anything wrong, they'll say no. They'll say no, we will say, they'll say, we were samech on Hashem, they'll say. Well, Hashem Yishonu, we were samech on Hashem. So that's the possibility to say that the tainus is upon on the Dinah Yisrael. So the more Rishoyim hand, these Dayonim that are Rishoyim, Elishetolu bitchoinu b'misham of Oyoilim. Really, they were Rishoyim, but they made believe as if they're betech in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But they said, whatever we say about us from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Lefikach made the Kodesh Baruch Hu land Gimel Peronius. Kineged Gimel Averis. And since the Dayonim had three Averis here, Hashem brought three Peronius, connected the three Averis. Shebi Yodim. Shenem, the Pasuk says, Lochein, Biglalchem, Tzion, Tzodeh, Tichorish. That Tzion, Yushlaim, will come into a Tzodeh, that Tichorish, plowed field. Yushlaim, Ayin, Tiyah. Yushlaim will also be Ladik, empty. Barhabayis, Lobomis, Yor. And Harabayis will be like a forest, will be Lobomis, Yor. So these Peronius come for the three Averis that they did. So Rashi, Gimel Peronius saw that the Chorah Shayin Tiel of Amos Yar from the Gimel Averis, if we rushed before, that means B'Sheichet Yishpatu, they took Sheichet B'Mechir Yeru, they passed him with money, on the Viyah B'Kesi because when the Viyah also took money. So because of these three Averis, they got these three Peronius. Vayta V'Yena Kodesh Baruch Hu Mashra Shchinosoi Al Yisrael Ad Sheyichlu Shoiftim V'Sheichrim Ror Me'Yisrael. There won't be the Shechin and Klai Yisrael, and first we get rid of the bad Dayonim. The bad Shoiftim B'Shoitrim. Shenem of the Poskim Yishayol says, the Yoshiva Yodah Yolayich, I've turned my hand to you, the Etzroit Kabor Sigoyich, and I'll clean you out, make pure gold-like, the Yosiru Kol B'Diloyich, I'll take away all the Shmutz you have. The Yoshiva Shoiftayich of Rishayna, what does that mean? How will I clean you out? I'll bring back your Shoiftim the way it was in Tchila, and I'll bring that to you people, I'll give you Eitzah the way it originally was. Whereas all the people that Paskin did wrong dinim, we'll have to get rid of them, we'll bring that good Dayonim the Paskin right, then we'll be able to be Shechina and Klal Yisrael. Omarula, Ein Yerushalayim Niftei Ela B'Tzedakah. The schos giving Tzedakah, that will be a pigeon for Yerushalayim. Shenem of the Pasuk says, Tzion B'Mishpat Yipodem B'Shaveh B'Tzedakah. It'll be Mishpat with good mishpat to 40 podem, the shaveh b'stoker will be zeichet to come back to Yerushalayim with the schus of giving stoker. Omer Rapopo, ibat liyihiri, if we bottle the union of being a bagayvenik, there wouldn't be bagayvenik in Klai Yisrael, is bat liyamgushi. There wouldn't be any more amgushis around. So Rashi, that means, ibat liyihiri, Yisrael, misyorim, babluyus, people that are dressed like the big shots, with big chups, big hairdos, Mabushi, Hiris, they dress with fancy dresses, Kiproshim Halolum. But the fancy people, if they wouldn't be like this in Klai Yisrael, is botlo gushim, is yibotlo masisim, or madichim hamasniyim oisonim. It will be botlo the people that hate us, that trying and tell on us, and Messiah, they force us to do bad, the people that hate us wouldn't be here. Okay, the reason why there are people that hate us still and doing bad to us is because Klai Yisrael acts like Bagaivaniks. Ibatli daini, it will be botlo the bad bayonim, is batli gazrufti. They wouldn't have any more gazufti. So Rashi learns, Neikshe shirti ad gchoven. Means the bad policemen that come and beat us up and do bad to us, they'll be bottled. He said, if we would have good dayonim, Mel the goyim wouldn't do bad to us either. E batli yihiri batli angushi. It will be bottled, you know, bagaivenix by Klai Yisrael. Will be bottled this angushi. There wouldn't be people that must see us, that are right of us. The Pesuk says, "V'etzuv kabor segayich." I'll clean you out, make you like clear gold, clean gold. Ibatli dainim, I'll take away the dayonim, bad dayonim. Is batli gizafti? There won't be any more bad goyim like policemen beating us up. If we'll have good mishpat, we'll have good dayonim. Is ponoi vecho? Our enemies will go away from us. Omer Rabbi Meloy, Mishum Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon. What does the Pesuk say? Shavar Hashem Matei Rishoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will break the stick of the Rishoyim. Shevet Moishlim. The stick of the people that rule. Shibar Hashem Matei Rishoyim. What does that mean? Hashem will break the stick of the Goyim, of the Rishoyim. Elo HaDayonim. These are the Dayonim. Shenasu Makel LeChazneim. That all the Dayonim did was to just listen to the Chazneim. They were just like the stick to listen to the bad psak. Okay, so whatever they told them, they just did it. Without passing the right way. Trashi Shinasa Makal Khaznayim, Lisham Shayim, Noistim Yad, they were just like a stick to do what the judge said. But the sheriff told him, Hevelu Lukhoizik, Loima Loya Yeshlia, Fiyazm Nespon Lebezdin, Il Matav Ischar, if you don't give me good money, I won't do it. Viachab Sak Din Leyarden Likonat Lamashkoni. The kids said they didn't do their emissa psak, they just went after the more money. So Koshma will break the stick of such a dying. And Shevet Moishlim Elo Tamir Chachamim Shebe Mesuchseyem HaDayonim. Even though they were Tamir Chachamim, but if their Meshpochas, they were Dayonim, they were like, gave in to their Meshpochas to do the bad din. Usunsim. Mazut Romar Elo Tamir Chachamim Shemalamdim Hilchas Betzibur Ledainet Bur. The Tamir Chachamim learned Barabim to let people be Dayonim that were Bur, empty peoples. His people did not know how to paskin and let them be the dayonim. So just even Talmid Chachamim were given in to the bribes of the money and made the wrong people become dayonim. Omri Abloza ben Maloy, Mishur Mesh Lokish, my dechse, what does the Pesuk say? Ki kapeichem nigoyelu badom. Your hands were dirty with blood. V'yatsbiyoseichem be'oven, and your hands were full of oven, of a chet. Siv soichechem dibru sheker, with your lips you spoke lies. L'shoinchem avlo, tege, and your mouth, Kaseidah was saying out avlo, doing chatoyim. What's Chanas Posik? Ki kapechem negoylo badom, your hands were dirty with blood. Elo hadayonim, these are hadayonim, that they paskin wrong. Rashi shekapeyem pshutim lekabu sheichet. Their hands were sticked out just to take sheichet. That's how they paskin the din. Omaten es hadin, they changed the din according to the money. Took away his neshama. As they passed in the wrong din, because the guy gave them shechet. That's called kapechem nigoya lu badom. What does that mean? Elu sofer hadayonim. That means the sofer, the people used to write the stories. It was false, and they used to write the false stars. That's called atzvaseihem beoven. That's so their hands were doing oven, was doing chet for writing the false stories. Their mouths could say they spoke out sheker. Elu orchei hadayonim. These are the orchim, the people that appear to the yonim. Rashi malamdin es bali dinim litan. They teach the people how to talk, what to say, like the lawyer. L'shenchem avlo tega. Their lips could say they were saying avlo. Elu bali dinim. This was the bali dinim themselves. But they were saying sheker and din. V'yom Rabbi Meloi Mishur Meb Yitzchot. Migad loy. Miyoyim shepirish yoysim miyochim. From the day Yosef went away from his brothers, Loitoim Toim Yaim. As he also felt bad, he was also a bit so in a bad mood, So he never drank yain. He was never too much besimcha. Like he knew he went away from his father. His father was b'tzar. He never drank yain. The pasuk says, "Lekotkav nazir echov." He was like a nazir. As Yosef was like a nazir, just like a nazir doesn't drink yain. Who hadin Yosef didn't drink yain. We had Yosef ben Chaninu Omar, af hein loytom utam yain. Even the other brothers also didn't taste any yain. The pasuk says, "Vayishto vayiskru imay." Is now when Yosef was Megal himself, tells that his brothers, that Ami Yosef, that's the first time they drank and they became shikim. It's Rai Mechlau the Adu Idna, until this time, until Yosef told them that he's Yosef, Lehevei Shichrus. They didn't get shikim, Machma, they didn't drink any yayim. So the Marv Ida, Chatana Kama, that says no, it's only a schus like Yosef never drank yayim. Machma, the other brothers, did drink yayim. He learns shikrus hu de loy heavy. It's just that they never got shikr until now when they drank with Yosef. Obishtiyum yu heavy. But it's possible yayin they did drink. Because they didn't drink that much shine to become shikrim. The first time they drank so much shine is when Yosef wasn't gal to them. V'yom Rabbi Miloy, v'ischa v'ruachor v'somach b'liboy. It's when Aaron first went to see Moshe. And after he saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us so much covenant that he's the one to take our Klal Yisrael, Aaron felt good about it. He wasn't jealous about his brother the Faker. Ruach he saw, the son of Libay, he was very happy in his heart. There that he was happy about the Gdula that Moshe got, he was also Zeicha to be the Kohen Gadol, to have the Choshen HaMishpat on his heart. Sholcholei b'nei Bischa Levi. B'nei Bischa, name of a people, name of a place, and the people of this place asked the Shal to Levi. They sent the Shal to Levi. Kilo Mahu. What's the loch about a kilo? About spreading out this type of a tent on Shabbos, or a canopy on top of the bed, is it mutter or not? Keshusa b'kama mahu. Keshusa is a type of a herb that's growing, trashi himlun, and it's growing in the kerem, in the vineyards, near the grapes. Is mahu, is that called klaya kerem or not? Is himlun, is keshusa called a vegetable that will be a nissa of a yerek in a kerem, it'll be klaya kerem, or ilunhu? The other side is this keshusa has the din of a tree, and a tree there's no issa klaya the kerem. And the kerem in the vineyard, you just can't grow other vegetables. But a tree, you're allowed to grow there. So this keshusa, some type of a growth, it was a shallow, what din does it have? It has a din of an eitz or a din of a zroyim. Meis b'yontiv ma. What about if somebody dies on yontiv? Could you be misasik and make the kvur on yontiv? These were the three shallows they sent to Levi. So the more adiyazo, not nashu to Levi. By the time they got to ask Levi the shallow, Levi was already nifted. Is oma shmul, so shmul said, the Rebbe Menashia, yichachim ha-sholachlu. So Shmuel told Rabbi Menashe, you answer this teretz now, you answer these shalas. Shalach Lui said like this, Kilo chazano akol tide kilo v'loi matzino boi tzad heter. Any type of spreading out the tent, he should know it's also to do on Shabbos. He didn't find any tzad heter at all. For the Gemara, but lishtrach lo, could Rami Vayecheskel, we had before a heter, like Rami Vayecheskel said, means if you had the strings attached before Shabbos, all you have to do is just spread out the strings, that was mutter. Like if you had the kilo on top of a post, like Rashi learned, before Shabbos, and now what you got to do is just spread it out, and you have the straps on it to spread it out, it was mutter. So why do you say there's no tzad heter? There is a tzad heter to spread out this canopy on Shabbos. And the Gemara lefi shein of B'nai Torah. The Pshar was in their city, they were Amaratzim there, they weren't B'nai Torah. So he was afraid to say any kula at all. Because if you say one kula, they'll come to say other kulas, that will be Shalai Kedin. Therefore, he told them the chumrah. By the keshusa, the karma.
That's how a dach by a plastic by a sukkah, even if it's the ma'alim gimul tefachim, you should be able to open up on Shabbos.
We'll talk about it later. It's not this Shabbos. You want to do this?
Because it's prepared beforehand. It's like
all right,
it's
okay. Like he was a master on them. He didn't want to be makel to them. Right, the keshusa, the karmi vuvya. The answer about this is keshusa is also to plant it in the vineyard because it is called klaya kerem. For the Gemara of Lishnach like Rav Tarfon, why don't you answer that like Rav Tarfon says a Tanya? Kishus, Rav Tarfon, no, ain't flying the kerem. Rav Tarfon is makel, he says kishus has the same tree and the tree you'll add a plant in a kerem. The chom moimrim, klaya the kerem. The chom say no, it's called klaya the kerem. To see it's a machlokes. The chosim machlokes is a good way with machmir, but the kasha is like this. The kaimalon, call a make of orat. Anytime there's a machloikis near to Israel, that's the Raisa, so there were machmir. Mashenkin, Allah, the Kamaisa, the Chutzlaritz. Didn't play a care of the Chutzlaritz, but only with the Rabbanan, so the Rabbanan, you only go to Kula. Because there's a Rabtafan and an Eretz Yisrael, says it's Mutter. Even though an Eretz Yisrael were machmir, don't ask like him, but I call upon him a Chutzlaritz, it should be make of. And here was the Shalom Chutzlaritz.
So why do you say it's mutter? The same terrorists. L'fishayna b'nei terror. The people there were big amaratzim. They didn't want to give them any coolness. Because there'll be masters to plant this kishusa there. He was afraid they'll come to plant other type of zroyim. That's author. Therefore, he wasn't matter at all. Right, the machlis rav. Haiman, the boy, the mizvah, kishusa the karma. Whoever wants to plant kishusa the karma, lizra. Is he possible like a town for him to say no? It's called a tree. It's not called a vegetable. There's no wish to plant it in the karen. Rav Amram Chasida Man Gedolavai. He was very makfer, and anybody that did plant it, he gave him cleft. He gave him like Malkus Rabbonin. He told him he was very makfer, they should not plant it. Rav Mishashia Yoyev Le Pruto Atinik. Nochri Vizorale. Hey, so Rav Mishashia didn't want to plant it himself. He didn't want to make it so much. But he gave up Pruto to a Goyish Atinik that he should plant for him. Vizorale. Belitev at the Gemara, Belitev Le Atinik Yisrael. He wanted to let a kid do it. Why go to a Goyisha kid? Why didn't he let a Yisrael kid do it? That there it is, also the mitzvah. He didn't want a Yiddish kid to do it, because since he was machmer not to do it, he was afraid if they would do it, they'll be mitzvah, means they'll be used to doing it, and even when they become a gadol, they'll also do it. But this is the Indian, not to let a cotton do an aver for you. But even though now he's a cotton, he'll get used to doing it, and he'll do it even when he gets older. But the marvel, even let a gadol, why does a tinnik give it to an older guy? There it is, also lachlufa be Yisrael. All the people can't tell the difference between the Yisrael and the Goy. He was afraid people come to let a Yisrael also do it.
Yeah.
But the same din. The Ikara din he held was Mutin Chutzlaret, but he didn't want to be Mekel, so Amratzim shouldn't learn from me. Vaita Mate. What about somebody dies and Yom Tov? Sholach Lu, he answered him back, Mate, Lo Yisaskul Dei, Lo Yudoi, somebody was Mase and Yom Tov, you should not do anything for him. Yidin shouldn't do anything for him. Lo Yamoyim, Goyim also can't do anything for him. You shouldn't make the Levi on Yom Tov. He's loy be yom tov rishon, loy be yom tov sheni. Not even on yom tov sheni. Loy be yom tov sheni. For the Gemara, loy be yom tov rishon, loy be yom tov sheni. For the more any, it's not like that. The Omer Rabbi Yehuda bar Shelis, Omer Rabbi Yasa, uv de hevei be vei kenishto de moi, as uv de happened, somebody was made on yom tov in this place, the yom tov ha-somach l'shabbos, he was made on a yom tov that was right